Don, if you would take the roll, please.
Moving towards the door.
Hector Rodriguez.
Present.
Legislator Berkey.
Present.
Legislator DeLon. Legislator Lapp.
Here.
Legislator Litz.
Here.
Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Chairman Ronk.
Here.
Chairman Malone.
Here. All right. Everyone was distributed the minutes of our March 1st, 2016 meeting.
If everyone has taken a good look at them, are there any deletions, corrections that they would like to bring forth at this time?
Could you copy of them?
Sorry. You were.
We moved it.
And seconded.
Okay.
Any changes? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. All right. With us this evening, we have Father John for a 10-minute presentation. Father John, I understand you have a position, rail trail package. Did I read that right? Trail and rail package.
Yes.
Okay. Father, 10 minutes, please.
Thank you. Yes, I'm Father John from the Church on the Mountain and in Woodstock. It's a National Historic Site, federally recognized by the Department of the Interior. And I'm also a chairperson of a group called Explore the Catskills. What we are is a group, kind of an interim committee, if you will, made up of people who are taking a fresh look at the scenic corridor, which we already know there's already scads of people involved in the corridor and the plans and the future plans for the corridor and such financially. What we want to demonstrate is, number one, is this concept of unity. If I could just spread this out, if somebody could maybe just hold this up. What we seek to do is bring all the hamlets together in a common vision for the scenic corridor. And that vision is one of a concept of a destination for a future railroad that may be able to operate in this corridor. We're not talking about the Catskill Mountain Railroad. We're not talking about any of those things. The Catskill Mountain Railroad is operating perfectly well down here. The railroad in Phoenicia is operating perfectly well. What we're talking about is an outside operator to come in and operate this corridor with professional leadership. We've taken petitions up and down the corridor. I can go out and get quite a few from up in the Shandaken and Pine Hill area. All businesses are signing on that they want this railroad to go through because they feel that it will be a benefit to the county and to their individual hamlets. Now, we are showing that there's two big projects that everybody knows about, and some have said they're not in favor of. One is the Water Discovery Center, which is in Arkville. It's not actually in Ulster County, but it's a $25 million or so project that is demonstrating the attributes of water and its benefits to the community and to all of us, how much there is of it. You'll be able to take a virtual walk down a corridor that simulates the aqueduct of the reservoir so you can get a full vision picture of what the how much water is traveling to New York and all the aspects of that water. The land has been purchased. There are people who are interested in developing that project. And what we're showing is that the current railroad runs just adjacent to this facility, this proposed facility. So this is a facility that somewhere down the line, 4 or 5 years from now, as this facility also is, which is meeting some resistance, as we all know, the Wild Acres, which is the hotel up in Bel Air. Mm-hmm. Now, this hotel is, we feel, is going to be an incredible asset to Ulster County, and with the latest news of Andrew Cuomo and the Olympic Committee. Looking like they're going to have Bel Air Mountain be a part of Lake Placid's 2024 Olympic Games. This is an incredible opportunity for Ulster County to take a look at how are we going to get those people up to Bel Air, which is going to be part of that Olympic scenario. So you can look at that and look into Governor Cuomo's plan for that corridor. As we know, the Bel Air Ski Resort is a state project with Lake Placid, and the state is prepared to put $9 million into the Bel Air Ski Center. I'm not sure when that money is earmarked, but it's soon. It's coming up soon for improvements there. And we feel that this hotel, in conjunction with the Discovery Center, will be an incredible asset to the community in Ulster County, and more importantly, to the larger 23 million or so people who live in a 100-mile radius of Kingston and this area. So there's going to be a lot of people coming in. There's a lot of people using trails already. Trails are a destination point. We want to show that the feasibility and the opportunity for rails and trails to share the same corridor by carefully engineered planning. We really strongly want to recommend that we not enter into a place of destroying the railroad, because if we destroy the railroad and the Olympics come through and we miss out on that scenic train and all of the venues and everything, those opportunities that train will supply, we won't be able to rebuild the railroad ever. But we can replace, and we're talking with people to look into the aspects of replacing the ties, reconstructing the railroad, and we have a strong group of people in the county, many, many people, hundreds of people, who are coming on board with the attitude is they want the railroad to remain as part of Ulster County, as an asset, not as any kind of fly-by-night organization or something that doesn't look like it's making money, but a real viable railroad system run by an outside operator. Now, the Delaware Railroad is talking to the Ulster rail operator at the present time in the concept of shared rails, because there's a meeting point there at the top of High Mount where the two railroads meet, and at that point, we want to discuss the possibilities of access for either one to be able to bypass and go into the next region, so there'll be increased usage of the railroad from either end. So I believe that's my presentation. We've just begun on the studies of the impact, the economic impact that we've already lost by not having these things built and not having the railroad, adds up to millions of dollars per year. We're projecting an annual revenue of somewhere around $30 million a year for Ulster County via the railroad and the hotel. It's going to be an incredible benefit to the county. And I've kind of gotten involved because it's a bit of a moral issue, too, for me, because I believe that handicapped people should be able to go up into the mountains. I believe little children should be able to come up from the city and see our beautiful reservoir and have access to the mountains. So I'm doing it for the kids.
Thank you, Father John. As you do know, this legislature toiled for many, many months and passed a resolution, I believe it was in December, and RFPs have gone out and have not been returned yet for a potential operator, not saying, you know, who is going to answer the RFP and who is going to be chosen. So I'll take everything you've said. Believe me, I believe the people sitting around this table are fully supportive of a railroad in Ulster County up in the western part. How actually it all comes together, we need to see who answers that RFP.
Right.
Okay, but okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Moving on. Resolution 170, reauthorizing the update of the countywide economic development strategy, Ulster DeMar. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I brought this up last month to sort of just kick off discussion, and myself and Legislator Berkey and Legislator DeLon. I will probably suggest right now, if you don't mind, that we should maybe form a subcommittee of this body to actually look at how we could actually go about actually kind of putting together a update for Ulster tomorrow and then report back to the parent committee. You're okay with that?
Fine.
If I may suggest, Legislators Berkey, maybe DeLon, and I don't know who on the majority side would be interested in serving on that. Maybe Legislator Litz, since he's not here.
If Legislator Litz does not care to, I will.
You'll step in. All right. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll move that if there's a second.
Second.
Okay. Herb, Hector, why don't you give him a brief overview?
Herb, Resolution 170, which is basically just to reauthorize the update of the Ulster County Economic Development Strategy, right? Mm-hmm. I just suggest that, you know,
also tomorrow.
Yeah. But at this point, it's already past tomorrow. That's now yesterday. So what I said was, you know, I brought it up last month to sort of get the issue percolating again. And what I just suggested just now was that if a subcommittee of this committee were formed to go about going through the various steps that we needed to go through in order to actually get this thing,
you want to be on it.
And since you weren't here, I said,
"I'm going to be in another one."
Well, it's either me, you, or Jim. So, yes, you were going to be in the other one.
So you're going to be. So we were going to throw you on it.
Well, if you're going to do it on the same night as this, I'm okay with it.
Is this in lieu of moving forward with the resolution, or out simultaneously?
Probably moving right now in lieu of the resolution, because as much as we can basically move the resolution, that doesn't necessarily. You know,
okay,
go through all the
steps.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and one thing I think that's going to need to be a critical part of this subcommittee is also determining where the funding is going to come from.
Right.
Yeah. No. So. And that's maybe because last time we did this, it was under the old form of government, and we could go to, oh, the planning department had this much, UCDC had this much to contribute, and the IDA contributed, you know, money into the pot, and that's no longer the current system. So.
So, question. Do we have access to the services of a grant writer through the county?
I thought we actually have one for the legislature, don't we?
Not that I'm aware.
For some reason, I thought previously we've actually had a grant writing firm
We worked with Gadali, but...
No, it wasn't.
If there's one available.
If there's one on retainer. Yeah, I asked because the CFA is coming up and we need to move.
Yeah. So...
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Okay.
All right. That is your motion.
It was moved and seconded, sir.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried.
Okay. In lieu of that, at this time, I would actually like to postpone Resolution 170.
Okay.
If anybody wants to second that?
Second. I didn't know it needed a second. It's your resolution.
I know, but if I'm technically, if I'm postponed, I began motion postpone, it just means.
Gotcha.
Motion.
I'm just going to second
motion
that.
And second it. All those in favor signify
aye.
By saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Moving along. Resolution number 173, establishing a policy requiring all legal notices be posted on the official Ulster County website.
I'll second it.
All right. I think I'd like some discussion on this.
Would you like to talk about the transparency?
At this time, I'd like to have a motion for indefinite...
All right, is there any discussion?
No.
Sylvia from IT, anything?
From IT perspective, it's technically feasible.
Very good.
Wow.
Thank you.
So wait, we can post things on the website?
Anyone else? It's like reinventing fire. All right, hearing
I moved the previous question.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 182, establishing the Ulster County Technology Business Task Force. Okay.
I'll move it for discussion. Get this thing moving along here.
we didn't get to that part, right?
Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, to the chair of the legislature, if he's still...
He's just closing his door.
He just left.
Okay. No, he's in there.
Yeah, the chairman.
All right. I have no problems with this. It's just...
I have a question.
That, well, I was going to say, part of my question was, I mean, I think it's great.
He's going to have to answer it.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm just a little, I guess I'm getting us all on the record, though, because there's a tape recorder going on. Anyway, so for this, for the record, I mean, look, I support this. I think it's great. My only real question is just that, you know, the efficacy, I guess, of having, you know, you've got two business owners and then just two residents of Ulster County. I think it's great that we have, you know, the general public, you know, involved in this. But by the same token, I don't know if they're going to really necessarily have the skill set required for this committee. But
well, that was my question: is by what criteria? Since this is another appointment process, and Tracy and I, Legislator Bartels and I, have brought up the idea of setting up criteria for appointments. Certainly, we know about the tech meetup and all the people who are involved in that.
Yeah.
So really, it's a question of. The devil in the details. Mm-hmm. How would we proceed with the appointment process? It's not really spelled out.
Well, just as appointed by the chair.
Well, but not their who they are, geographic distribution, what actual qualifications they may have.
Since you just spoke,
I don't know if when it says two residents, I think what you're looking to get is two
private citizens.
Private citizens. You might get a ditch digger and a surgeon. Each has their point of view of Ulster County.
Sure. I think the question is, how can we work together to make sure that that's a good, really good representation of, you know, people who are going to bring the best advice to you?
Just because he is back in the room now. So, Mr. Chair, just my only... And it's not even a critique. It's just more of a, I guess, not concern, but just that, you know, it's number three where we've got two residents of Ulster County, and it's just this gets into the whole criteria thing in terms of, you know, who these people are and where they're coming from. And while I think it's great that we're getting regular citizens involved, it might just make as just much sense to actually have four local business owners or to have somebody like
then you're only getting one perspective.
Well, to a certain degree, if we're talking about technology business, then fine. Then, you know, are we talking about somebody from workforce development? You know, is it somebody who, you know, it becomes a thing where...
I'm always very sensitive of members of the county executive staff or their appointees.
It may not...
When
I say workforce development, and I apologize, I do not mean specifically that department. People who are in job training, that does actually, by the way, typically that is government, you know, typically it is. But I'm just saying that it's just number three. And again, I'm not trying to say that I'm going to vote against it or anything but I'm just
number three. I'm open to suggestion on it, for sure. Everyone knows that I've got a very open door policy when it comes to suggestions on things. And I definitely don't, I don't want to say, it's probably totally the wrong way to put it. I never rule with an iron fist. I never make decisions all by myself because decisions made by yourself are usually poor decisions. I can tell you, number four, after discussing with the president of the community college, he's got a gentleman that he had thought would be good for that. That's actually not a professor, but is their IT guy. Who would love to serve on something like that? So that might be something as we move forward that we might want to change to not be a professor, but also to include employees of the college.
We could change that right now, just to one professional, and just use
from
that word
from one of the
colleges.
Okay.
Would you like me to amend it right now or no?
Sure.
Mr. Chair, as stated, if I may, as a friendly amendment with the sponsors here. Amend in the first resolved, number four, that one professional, not professor. So that would be amending that. Seconded by the legislator.
I mean, the residents of Ulster County may actually be business owners, when it comes down to it, but... Yeah. They may not. I mean, you may want somebody from a different line of work. You may not be able to find four business owners that give a good geographic distribution throughout the county. And geographic distribution of appointments, especially in Ulster County, where our politics is more regional than party related, You know, I think it's important to have a good geographic distribution. So.
Well, I also recognize the need for flexibility if you have some, you know, really just smart people who you think would bring a lot to it.
I would hate to be able to find a really qualified person who doesn't own a business, and then, oh, I can't put them on there because we said only business owners.
There has been amendment to the first resolved of resolution number 182, number 4, changing professor to professional. That is Legislator Rodriguez's motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
Second by Legislator Mayo. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. And on the resolution number 182.
So moved
by Legislator Litz. Second by Legislator Mayo. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. Thank you, everyone. Moving right along. Resolution number 184, establishing the Ulster County UND Track Trail Advisory Committee.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Legislator Litz. Any discussion?
Are you picking your members?
Sorry.
Yeah, Alex is trying to get me in trouble.
What are the criteria for picking members? I'd like to know.
Be a legislator, have a pulse.
Any further discussion?
And don't leave the room.
Hearing
none, all those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 193, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Tracker Software Corporation, DBA PubWorks, Department of Information Services. We have here tonight Sylvia from IT, and we also have Brian Cunningham from the Department of Public Works. And I think it's through IT, but it's going to really benefit the DPW. So
I'll move for discussion.
I'll second.
Figure out how you want to present it.
Well, ask the question. We'll decide who is the most qualified.
Oh, come on. You lead off. Come on. What's this for?
Here. Asset management software. It will receive service requests. Generate work orders and track the flow.
We'll grab the comments.
Our assets, our personnel, materials that are used on projects, equipment that's used on projects.
So this is something brand new that we've never had before.
We've had it, but our system is 20 years old and has been unsupported software for the past 9 years. So.
Is this an add-on to the big software package? The
standalone.
This is a standalone.
From Logos, standalone.
Standalone, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And this is for 3 years? 16,
17, 18, 19, 20. It's a three-year contract. The second 2 years are for maintenance.
Okay. Any further discussion? Motion and seconded.
Should I name it, Chair?
Yes, you may.
All right. So, Brian, this is a essential piece of software. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The reporting will help us with FEMA reporting or reimbursement from New York State's Office of Court Administration, where we get reimbursement for courthouse, family court, surrogate courts, as well as provide field reporting and help us track our projects and how we're doing. It gets better, year after year with the more data that goes into it, the more we're able to pull out.
I'll be blunt. Of course, I'm going to vote for it, but it becomes really difficult, again, year after year, where we're continuously buying software upgrades, and it's always 100% county, and it's always, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? So it's not like, I get it, you need it, we'll support that, but it's just, we have got to find a way to...
But the initial year is a little shy of 80,000, I think. After that, it's 12,760 annually.
Yeah.
Is this similar to the DOT's JobWorks program?
I'm not familiar with it.
They have a similar type of computerized program for JobWorks.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brian. Moving along,
Resolution number 234, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement
with
the New York State Department of Transportation to accept the New York State share of mass transportation projects for the fiscal year 2016. Bob?
So this is the 10% match of four of our grants that we have out there at the moment. It also has accelerated capital support in it from New York State DOT, so it reduces our local share of paying for these grants by another $115,000. That's just a contract between us and the state of New York.
Okay. It was motion by Hector, second by Mary Beth.
Thank you.
Are there any further discussion or questions for
Beautiful Bella?
Hearing none, all those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Okay. Resolution number 235, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to accept Section 5310 state funding under the terms of an existing continuing agreement with the Federal Transit Administration and the New York State Department of Transportation for the purchase of one gas cutaway bus for fiscal 16.
You don't have to.
Kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah. It is. It's a small bus that predominantly is going to be used for office to the agent.
Okay. And it will also transport disabled people.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Bob, just so everybody can just follow along and just understand, can you just describe, because this is one of those kind of common things that you'll just hear, 5310 or 5311. Yeah. Can you explain those as quickly as possible, those two programs, so everybody understands why those numbers pop up often and what they're for?
5310 would be for seniors and those with disabilities. It's federal money that's available on a yearly basis. And so we've used it this year for a bus. 5311 is rural money, which we use both for capital and for operating expenses. And that's because we have a section of most of the county is rural, so we get that money.
Yep.
Okay. We get 5307 money.
Yep.
And 5307 is money that is predominantly for operating, administration, and capital use. And then we get 5339, which you may not have heard of before. It's a new section.
What is that?
And that is for buses and maintenance of buses. So those are the four areas that we've received money.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Resolution was motion and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 236, appointing an alternate member to the Ulster County Planning Board from the town of Shandaken. And that person is Sam Spata from Shandaken, New York.
Spat.
That's what I said. From now until December 31st, 2017. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Resolution number 237, authorizing the implementation and funding in the first instance 100% of the federal aid eligible cost of a transportation federal aid project, Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4, and appropriating funds, therefore, from the Department of Planning.
I seventh it.
Okay. Mr. White, anything?
If there are questions.
Any questions for Mr. White regarding the project?
We're moving along.
This is to acquire the property that we need for the trail. We think that will probably happen later this year. We may come back with revised estimates. These are initial estimates in the design report, but we're still on track to go to construction next year.
Very good.
Excellent. And DOT has already started cutting the right-of-way.
We met with DOT this morning. They've been really helpful on the project, and they're moving stuff along. So they want to get done as much as we do.
Wonderful.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Moving along, let's see. Resolution number 250, approving a home rule request for Senate Bill
238.
Oh, I'm sorry, 238.
So moved.
Amending Capital Project 451 to provide for right-of-way acquisition for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail
West Phase 4 project amending the 2016 Capital Project Department of Planning. Just remember, it's not for the public, Hector.
But the resolutions are online.
Okay.
We moved and seconded.
Very good. Is there any questions for Mr. White? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Resolution 250, approving a home rule request for Senate Bill S5301A and Assembly Bill A740A, authorizing the County of Ulster to regulate the registration and licensing of taxicabs, limousines, and livery vehicles. Mr. Chairman, if you please enlighten us.
I'd love to give some background on this. I've been working over the past few years with the executive's office, Ken Crennel in particular, and County Executive Hine, on trying to get the authority from the state legislature to set up a taxi and limousine commission for the County of Ulster. The way it works right now, if any of our livery companies, black car companies, or taxi companies want to do airport drop-off down in New York City, it's a continuous trip is defined as a certain small period of time. I think it's 48 hours between the time you're dropped off and the time that you're allowed to pick them up for it to be considered a continuous trip. We would need, in order for our taxi companies to be able to go and make a pickup in the down at one of the airports or the train station or any place like that, and have it be allowable, not ticketed by the New York City Tax and Limousine Commission, it's got to be within that time period. If we set up a Tax and Limousine Commission, it allows our TNLC to apply for reciprocity with the New York City TNLC and be able to do the pickups and drop-offs on a regular basis. The last couple of years, this has failed to get enough votes in the Senate to move forward. I spoke to Senator Bonasik's Director of Operations, who told me that he had inquired into the Majority Leader's Council's office, and it had been blocked due to opposition by Uber, because the request allowed us to limit the number of companies, to limit the number of licenses we'd give out. He asked, do you care if you're able to limit it? And I said, no, not really. So they took that portion out, introduced it again, and it looks like it might be able to get enough support to move forward this year. Okay. It's also a way for us to possibly get Uber into Ulster County, mm-hmm. the same way New York City gets Uber into New York City.
And Westchester.
And Westchester. And I think Albany is working towards it now. Because each Uber car would be like a taxi. Right now Uber isn't legal in New York State. New York City just does it based on their TNLC. So.
Very good. Is there a motion and second?
I was going to say, I'll move it.
I'll second it. With Legislator Berkey. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Very good. Thank everyone. New business, IDA appointments. Earlier this evening, Legislator Rodriguez and I both signed the letters that went out, are going out to our current members, thanking them for their service and asking them if they would like to be considered for reappointment. Also, I think that we should put out general notice to anyone who would like to be considered to be on the IDA.
So everybody expires at once?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Everybody, yeah. Right now they're being carried over. Yes.
Right, but it was because of...
Mm-hmm. They're not staggered.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, they're all pointed together, all...
Just like we are.
One shot.
Are you asking us?
Excuse me?
Are you asking us, or are you asking us to ask people?
No. We're going to put out a general call, or if you know someone that would like to be interviewed.
Anyone
sitting here, anyone of the 23, anyone can absolutely put a name forward.
Okay. And what is the deadline?
I was about to ask...
May 1st?
I was about to ask... So we're planning on having... having our May meeting be interviews with the IDA members and anybody else who comes forward?
If not the May meeting, we'll schedule a meeting.
Okay, maybe even before then? Okay, good. Because, yeah. And I want to thank you.
But
I want to thank you for the record and for the committee that for doing this, because I think it's really important that we put out the notices as far mm-hmm. and wide as we can. So hopefully we'll be advertising somewhere, either in the Freeman or other places, to be able to kind of get the word out.
Press release might be a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Very good. We'll move it right along. Have them back by May 1st.
Okay.
What's today, April 5th? If mm-hmm. not, you know, May 5th, May 10th? What, you know?
Hold on. Let's go.
I'd say May 1st would probably be, I mean, or thereabout, because then that gives enough time to compile everything and set up the interviews for your Economic Development Committee mm-hmm. in May.
Very good. Old business, the resolution on poll by poll. POLL.
I didn't write it, so. However,
about software costs, we might want to get one with spell check.
That's right.
Where are you going to poll each poll?
Well, we may politically be able to do that, but I'm not quite sure.
I did speak to the clerk. She wanted me to point out that it was a little fun she was having to see if legislators read the resolutions with detail.
Oh, stop pretending that she did it on purpose.
Right.
Anyway,
I'm just telling you.
That said, Mr. Chair.
If I'm lying, I'm dying, right, Don?
No, that's what you said.
Well, Ken, if you want, I'll read your last rites. Mr. Committee Chair, if I may, this may be an opportune moment, actually, for Mr. White and Mr. Doyle to address us, but I'm willing to hold off on this for another 2 months, knowing that the planning department has in fact been communicating with the town supervisors and provided maps to them. Have the maps been delivered to them yet?
No, at the April 19th meeting, we'll be delivering the maps.
Okay. So maybe
we also want to talk about the procedure for how we're going to ask them to mark up the maps and then get them back to us for.
So before you guys actually speak, I mean, I'm, you know, this is why the resolution is actually not in the packet. It was actually only for the committee discussion, and I don't mind postponing it another 2 months. And if there's a second for that,
second.
thank you, co-sponsor of the measure, Mr. Ronk.
If he wasn't, I would.
That would help you, I think.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. All right. So we can postpone this resolution for another 2 months until our June meeting.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Postponement. Aye. Okay. Opposed. So carried.
Okay. So maybe.
All right.
Should we actually have them?
If you want to
talk to us.
The only update is that we attended the supervisors meeting. We talked with the group that was there about it. We're working with the Information Services Department to produce maps for every town. They can mark up where we're really focused on where Time Warner Cable is deployed, because that's essentially the question for most of the towns. Other than Lloyd and Plattekill and Shungum, the only game in town for most of these towns is Time Warner. We got responses that were non-responses from Time Warner about, we had been asking them if they could give us information. They basically gave us a list of households they've added in the last 2 years, which, you know, it's a data point, but it almost was a non-response. So we're going to go ahead and try to do our own assessment mm-hmm. of where their gaps are as we watch the state process unfold with the merger details.
Okay.
And we should know more later this summer about the merger and what they're mapping. After the merger takes place, they have 45 days to put in maps for where they're going to expand service. So we'll hopefully then we can compare the two and say, well, we really want you here.
And I hope the town supervisors are able to assist with this process, because the more that we know at the county level, the better off that we're going to be able to hold their feet to the fire.
And the towns that have the most complaints generally know where they have service.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to ask them also to accentuate where they're hearing the, mm-hmm. you know, the loudest.
Awesome.
Okay. Anything else?
Can I just weigh in on this for 1 second?
Yes, you may.
You know, on the issue of broadband and the towns, you know, the towns, I'm sure, are going to come and say, well, they're looking for county money for this or county money for that. I just, you know, as we move through this process, I'd like us to remember which towns use the franchise money that they've received, if they've received franchise money wisely, and who has. And I can tell you that my town, you know, when we were after the Supervisors Association meeting that you and I went to, Hector, you know, I went and talked to John Volk, and you know, my town supervisor, and when the franchise agreements first started, they put a substantial amount of that money into a build-out fund, and they built out the pole-by-pole infrastructure in town to the point where in a very rural town that covers two very distinct hamlets, we've got like 95% coverage in the town of Shangum due to, you know, properly budgeting that money. So when the towns start coming to us and looking for money for this or money for that, or how much can we pay for this or pay for that, you know, that's something I think that we need to take into account.
Very good. Anything else?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
You know, one of these days...